Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, April the 9th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump suggested China will take down trade barriers. Also on our rundown, a pair of reports on women gaining seats on court benches and deciding to run for office. And we'll clue you in on a website that showcases innovative environmental bills across the country. First, our top story. Amid fears of an escalating trade war between the U.S. and China, the New York Times reports President Trump tweeted Sunday morning that he and President Xi Jinping of China will always be friends no matter what happens with our dispute on trade. Quoting Trump, China will take down its trade barriers because it is the right thing to do. He added that taxes will become reciprocal and a deal will be made on intellectual property. The Times talked to a White House spokesperson on Sunday who said the reciprocal taxes mentioned in the tweet referred to tariff levels and also to reciprocal trade more generally. Last week's election of Milwaukee County Judge Rebecca Dallet to the state Supreme Court means Wisconsin has the highest percentage of women on the state's highest court in the country at 86%.
Nationally, women make up about 36% of state Supreme Court justices, and only 11 such courts are majority female. In Wisconsin, Justice Dan Kelly will soon be the only man on the bench. But Christine Lidberry, who heads the Wisconsin Women's Council, points out women are not the majority in other branches of government.
A little over one-third of the Court of Appeals is female, which is also higher than most other levels of government, other than maybe school boards. But otherwise, it tends to be more around 19, 20, 25% at different levels of government.
Today, more than 3,100 women hold government offices in the Badger State, so Dallet will be continuing a long-standing tradition when she's sworn in on August 1st. Organizations like Emily's List, which focus on helping women run for office, have been tracking these numbers nationally and report a wave of female candidates in recent years. I'm Elizabeth Brown.
Back in the 1920s, Wisconsin passed the country's first legislation allowing women to hold the same offices as men. Meantime, women make up 51% of the United States population, but just over 19% of the Congress. Roz Brown reports with a record number of women running for the U.S. House in 2018, most of them Democrats. Those numbers could change come November.
In Iowa, 98 women are expected to have their names on the ballot in the June 5th primary, a 44% increase over 2016. Many are being trained by Emerge, a group with a mission to boost the number of Democratic women leaders in public office. Judy Downs, the executive director of Emerge Iowa, says if women want social change, they need to get their names onto the ballot.
We're a state where we have 13% of our state house and 16% of our state senate are female. So to see those kind of numbers and that kind of increase could really shake up the demographic at the state capitol.
There are currently 28 women in the 100-seat Iowa House and 6 in the 50-person Iowa Senate.
So who does really pay for the services Washington State and its cities provide? Eric Tegedoff reports on a new analysis from the Economic Opportunity Institute that investigates the state's tax system in 15 cities and finds that low- and middle-income households are paying an oversized share of their earnings.
Previous studies have found the Evergreen State has the most regressive tax system in the country. Report author Matthew Carachet says increasing income inequality is compounding the problem, pushing this regressive tax structure to a breaking point. He says the burden isn't evenly distributed.
People in Washington, and especially Seattle, feel like they are very heavily taxed. And that is true if they are working class or middle class. What they don't understand is that wealthy people are extremely undertaxed. Just because working class people are paying a lot doesn't mean that everyone else is.
The report says Seattle has the most regressive tax structure of any Washington city.
Sex trafficking isn't just an issue in other parts of the world. Eric Tegedoff reports it's going on in Idaho's backyards.
On Tuesday, the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition is hosting a community event called Sex Slaves in Idaho Hide in Plain Sight to give people the tools to identify and prevent the practice. Head of the coalition, Jennifer Zielinski, says the event has gained so much steam they had to find a bigger venue. She says Idaho's rural nature gives traffickers more places to hide, which is why the trade is thriving here, and more predators are enticing victims online.
Through false promises, through promising a wonderful life, maybe showering them with gifts and developing a relationship. And then beyond that, there is a process of force and coercion. Oftentimes, drugs are involved, so then they become a victim.
There have been more than 400 calls from Idaho to the National Human Trafficking Hotline in the last decade.
And finally, if lawmakers across the nation are having a hard time generating ideas on environmental change, Tramell Gomes tells us they now have a place to view what other states are doing.
The Digital Environmental Legislative Handbook was created last year at the University of Southern California, along with the National Caucus of Environmental Legislators last year. Nevada's Solar Bill of Rights is the latest piece of legislation to make it on the database. The new bill allows residents in the state to better self-generate their own solar power. Dylan McDowell, program director for the NCEL, says the database is a great way for other states to take ideas from one another.
And these are bills that other states can look at and say, what are models out there that I can improve on and that I can bring and copy to protect the health of my constituents?
You can take a look or recommend a bill to be listed in the handbook online at envirolaws.org. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.